إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. وبعد, in our series on Salah and reminding ourselves of what we are doing, we come now to the point where we make the niyyah and start the Salah. Thing about the niyyah to understand is that the place for the niyyah is in the heart. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam specifically stated that in hadith where he said the place for the niyyah is in the heart, meaning that it is not necessary to speak out the niyyah loudly. And if you do that deliberately, then it is obviously wrong. What happens in many cases is that when we are young, in order to teach us how to make the niyyah, what to have in the heart, our teachers teach us that. They say, to make the niyyah, to say that I am praying 2 rakat Salatul Fajr behind this imam for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We make this niyyah. To teach a small child, 6 years old, 10 years, 8 years old, whatever, starting Salah, for to teach him to make this niyyah, there is nothing wrong because he has to be told what to do. But also it is important to explain to them that it is not necessary to repeat this. But this is in our culture where we say things without thinking. They learn this and all their lives they say that. Even when he is now, from the time he was 5 years old, he started, when he is 55 also, when he stands in the Salah, he says, I am praying 2 rakat, Salatul Fajr, behind this imam, in this masjid, on this musalla, you know, all this whole geography. It's not necessary, it is wrong. To just have that niyyah in the heart is sufficient. But that niyyah should be there. You shouldn't just sort of come and blindly stand somewhere. You should know what you are doing, and that knowing that is essential, and therefore to have that niyyah in the heart is enough. Just as an aside, the small children, when they are taught, to the extent, if you ask them to recite the kalima, he starts, he says, please recite the kalima. He said, awwal kalima tayyab la ilaha illallah, as if awwal kalima tayyab is part of the kalima. But he has been taught that. So, when you tell him, recite the kalima, he does not say la ilaha illallah. He says, awwal kalima tayyab. I mean, so we have to understand, to explain to him that this is the first kalima, that's okay, but because we learn by this rote method, we never think of explaining to them. So they continuously do something and without thinking, they continue to do it wrong. And of course, once you have grown up, there is no excuse. You can't blame it on your teacher. Allah gave you a brain for what? So let us make sure that we have the correct niyyah, and the niyyah is in the heart. And then we start the Salah by what? By the Takbir. Takbir-e Tahreema. The first Takbir is called Takbir-e Tahreema, which is you raise your hands up to the ears and you say Allahu Akbar. And that Takbir-e Tahreema is called Tahreema because it makes everything else haram on you except to concentrate on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Salah. To the extent that it is, simplest example to give of that is, that it is the duty and it is the fard on the Muslim that if he is greeted by salam, he must repeat, he must return that salam. Somebody says salam alaikum, we have to say wa alaikum salam. But if you are standing in salah and somebody says salam alaikum, what do you say? You say nothing. You say nothing. Why? Because you are with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The rest of the world does not exist. So when you raise your hands up and you say Allahu Akbar, you throw the whole world behind your back and then you folded your hands or whichever method you follow. And that is the announcement to yourself and to everybody else that now this person is in Salah. And this person is now with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He or she has no connection with the rest of the world. Whatever else may be happening or not happening, this person will not pay any attention to that except to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with complete and total concentration. Now obviously, having said that, if you see a fire, then you are allowed to break your salah and attend to the fire, or if you see a snake or something. But short of something like that, short of something which is dangerous to life or might cause injury, then once you are in salah, you are in salah. You are not allowed to break that concentration of the salah for any other reason. So when we stand in salah, this is what we do. We raise our hands and we make this niyyah takbir tahiyyah. And then of course we recite sana the at that time between takbir tahrima and starting surah al-fatiha with bismillahir rahmanir rahim. You recite sana, you can make dua, you can, and of course all these have to be in Arabic. You can't make dua in any other language, but you can make duas, you can, you know, make the niyyah. Inna salati tanha, I mean, inna salati wa nusuki wa mahyaya wa mamati ilahi rabbil alameen. All this, you can say all of that, plus you can make dua and so on and so forth. And then you must say, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. And then you say, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, which is the first ayat of Surah Al-Fatiha. And you recite Fatiha, we'll talk about Fatiha tomorrow. But very important, many people do not say, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. This is a very important thing which should not be missed. So, to ask for the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from shaitan, once you make the du'as and so on, you say, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, and so on. So, very important to also say, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, and ask for the protection of shaitan, because shaitan is there to misguide us and to deflect our attention and so on and so forth. So, it's very important for us to do that when we begin the salah. I think with that, today this is sufficient. One other important thing is many times you find people come into the masjid and the jamaat has already started and then they start praying something else. So usually it happens at the time of Fajr where people come into the masjid, the jamaat is already standing, their jamaat is going on, and the person will come and just behind the jamaat, in the second row or third row, wherever there is space, this person will stand there and he will pray his sunnah. Now please understand, once the jamaat has started, no other salah is valid. You do not have the permission to make any other kind of salah. So if you want to pray sunnah, you got two choices. One choice is pray outside the masjid. Pray outside in the sahan or the grounds or wherever, parking lot or something. And then when you come, just join the jamaat which is standing. Or second choice is, once the fourth salah is over, then you stand up and you pray your two rakat of sunnah. There is no problem with that, inshallah. You can do that. But to pray sunnah or nafil or tahiyatul masjid or whatever it is, once the jamaat is standing, this is not permissible, because just imagine, what is the iqama? You said, qad qamatis salat. You did not say, qad qamatis salawat. You do not say this. Many salahs have been established. One salah. Qad qamatis salah. Which salah? The salah behind the imam. Khalas. There is no other salah. So if you pray something, once the jamaat is already standing, if you come inside the masjid and you are praying a salah, then that salah is not valid. So please, don't do that. People, you see people doing all that. They don't know. So they do it. Educate them, tell them in a nice manner. So let them, if they have done it without knowledge, that doesn't matter. Next time onward, don't do it. But make sure that when the jamaat is standing, that you join the jamaat. Second mistake which we make is, especially Allah alam, maybe out of laziness or something, you find that the jamaat, now the people are in sujood. So now you come and stand there and you wait for them to come out from sajda, and then when they stand up, now you join the jamaat. Imam Ibn Taymiyyah rahmatullahi said, maybe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala kept your forgiveness in that particular sajda which you decided to leave out. So when you join the jamaat, you join the jamaat in whatever position the jamaat is in. If they are in sajda, you go into sajda. If they are in qaida, you sit in the qaida. If they are in the ruku, you go into ruku. If you get the ruku, then you got that rakat. Right? The rakat comes from the ruku. So if you got the ruku, you got the rakat. But doesn't matter. If they have gone into sajda, you will not get that rakat. You have to do the rakat, but doesn't matter. You go into the sajda. The whole point of salah, and we'll talk about that this inshallah tomorrow. The whole point of salah by jama'ah is the jama'ah. Is the togetherness, is the standing together, is the praying together. So if the whole point of jama is defeated if you are standing there and you are doing something other than what is happening in that place. No. So the point of jama is to be in the jama. I mean, then if you're not going to be in the jama, then why are you there? Right. So therefore, always ensure that when you come there, that you join the jama in whatever position you find the jama, so that you ensure that you get the full blessing of the salah. And of course, as I said, if you got the ruku, you got the rakat. But if you didn't get the ruku, no problem. Stand up and you complete your salah, inshallah. Jazakumullahu khairan. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make our salah perfect so that we worship Him in a way that is pleasing to Him. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be pleased with us. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyil kareem wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.